You're with Raf.
Let's get into another changing track. Don't forget that email address. It's melbournedrive@abc.net.au, and they're all on the ABC Radio Melbourne website. And this week's changing track is for Vicky. 15 years ago, I buried my mother. Her funeral was at a Greek Orthodox church. I was not allowed to speak at her funeral. The priest asked me not to make his position difficult. I didn't realise I was there to make his position easy. I was somehow under the impression he was supposed to be there for me. So my mother was buried, in a way, anonymously. I guess the priest was right, in a way. My mother wasn't very important in the scheme of things. She was an uneducated Greek migrant who came over in the late 50s. She lived with her brother and his family in Newport. She worked in the Dickies factory making towels and the Tom Piper canning factory. Back then, Greek churches weren't around, so she went to the local Catholic one. She didn't understand the language, but it didn't matter to her. In her mind, she was still in the house of the Lord. But that's not what I wanted to say. She married my father in 1960 and had two children. They rented. She worked full-time, taking the afternoon shift until they saved enough money to buy a place. Later, she worked part-time in the gas and fuel buildings. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m, she emptied over 100 bins, wiped clean 100 ashtrays, dusted the windows and buffed the floors. I know this because I would sometimes help during the school holidays. She did this for over 10 years, but that's not what I wanted to say at her funeral either. She had dreams that one day she would retire and go on a holiday. She was diagnosed with kidney disease in 1990, and she was on dialysis for 14 years. She spent 8,768 hours hooked up to the dialysis machine. Her arms were invaded by thick needles 3 times a week. They were permanently bruised. She loved going to the beach to bathe her wounds in the seawater. But that's not what I wanted to say at her funeral either. Her last days reminded me of the Passion of the Christ. She suffered unbearably. She held on till the very last. She didn't want to die. Initially, she was admitted to hospital for a hip operation. One complication led to another. One delay led to another. 4 months down the line, we were told she was no longer struggling. She was suffering. The decision was made to stop dialysis and all medication. She was put in a room on her own to die. She was in the room when I came into this world, and I was in the room when she left it. It is said the eyes are the windows to the soul, and it only takes one breath for it to leave. I was witness to this departure. Still, that's not what I wanted to say at her funeral. As you can see, my mother was no one important. She was not a businesswoman or anyone rich and famous. She was not royalty or a sports person. She didn't invent anything. She was born to a peasant family and lived a labourer's life. She was a pious woman who believed in God. I remember growing up when I was a young girl and she was still well. We'd go to Mass on Sundays. We'd celebrate Easter and Christmas. She would burn incense on Saturday evenings for the souls. And yet, this is still not what I wanted to say. I wanted to tell the people at her funeral who took the time out of their day to pay their respects to my mother what that simple person taught me in life. I wanted to tell them, standing in front of the open casket, looking at her face one last time. I wanted to tell them that this person taught me 3 things in life. To love all persons, to respect all persons, and to have patience in life. May she rest in peace. Her name was Eleni Georgopoulos, and she was my mother. This simple request was denied to me by a priest. My faith, my religion, failed me in the most basic and fundamental of ways. It didn't take me long to decide which world I wanted to live in. I slammed the door shut on my faith, and I now live on the other side. And this week's changing track for Vicky is I'm Sending You Light by Melanie Damore.